Dr. Lisa Gunderson. Website, bcgreens2024.ca/your-candidates/Lisa-Gunderson. Facebook, Dr. Lisa Gunderson. X, at Dr. Lisa Gunderson. Instagram, at Voter Lisa Gunderson. Political party, how long have you been a member? I've been involved with the BC Green Party for 7 years and have served as the deputy leader since 2022. Do you live in the riding, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to the riding? I used to, however, in 2013 we moved 15 minutes away when my mother with Alzheimer's joined our family, and we needed more space. When we tried to move back, we were priced out, so we committed to staying, volunteering, and maintaining our relationships in OBGH. My oldest son did all of his education in OBGH and my youngest did his K-6 education and secondary in the riding. The boys are Mount Douglas Secondary graduates, classes of 2020 and 2024. I was a Camosun Lansdowne lecturer, and currently I conduct business, do presentations at all levels of schools within the riding. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have been a psychologist for 25 years and am an equity and mental health trainer, clinical supervisor and educator who specializes in Indigenous and racialized communities under my own consulting business. What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community and why? Access to a family doctor and mental health supports. Lack of access to both mental and physical health care leads to harmful consequences in our communities. Elder support. Elders on fixed incomes or pensions are facing economic uncertainty and do not have long-term care support or the ability to respectfully age in their own homes. Housing affordability. We are losing people in our communities due to inadequate affordable housing options. K-16 education. Modern and equitable education is key to a thriving democracy. Climate emergency. We must proactively fight for a clean energy economy and for sustaining the biodiversity that surrounds us. What actions or efforts have you taken to learn the concerns of your constituents? For over a year, I've met with constituents through numerous coffee chats, breakfast gatherings, kitchen table talks and online conversations. At the doors, I've been asking OBGH residents what matters most to them. I hear their concerns about housing for themselves and their children, the climate crisis and safe and secure senior care, among other things. What do you want to see improved in British Columbia in 4, 8 and 20 years? In 4 years I want everyone to have a family doctor and access to mental health professionals. A fully funded equitable K-12 education system. Significant decrease in toxic drug-related deaths. No more logging of old growth. True actionable climate initiatives, which means no more fracking. Significant movement toward DRIPA. Affordable rent and housing. In 8 years I want marked increase of equity in Indigenous and minoritized communities. Community health centers located across the province. In 20 years I want British Columbia transitioned to a clean energy economy, free post-secondary education for everyone, participatory democracy. How would you go about addressing contentious issues within your riding? First, constituents would share their viewpoints through multiple and accessible avenues. I would meet with groups separately so they can fully share their viewpoints without interruption. We would gather groups together, possibly using a mediator if appropriate, to discuss and identify common ground and solutions. If common ground is not possible, then the decision would be laid out transparently and the ability to provide feedback provided. Depending on the issue, it may be appropriate to revisit the issue to determine if the desirable outcomes are being achieved. Would you vote against your party and leader if it were best for your constituents? Yes. One of the unique qualities of the BC Green Party is that they don't whip votes, and that is one of the reasons that inspired me to run for them. I am able to truly represent my constituents in Oak Bay Gordon Head, and put them first. Why do you think you are qualified to do this job?
I am a psychologist, businesswoman, true community leader, clinician and educator, and able to address the challenges we face. I've sat on numerous boards and advisory committees, Victoria Immigrant and Refugee Center Society, Saanich Planning, Transportation, and Economic Development Advisory Committee, Greater Victoria Police Diversity Advisory Committee. I am deeply passionate and committed to the Oak Bay, Gordon Head community and creating real and positive change. Solutions focused, I believe my values of open and honest communication, independent leadership and accountability to my constituents is the foundation of a true representative.
Why are you running? What's your motivation?
I believe fundamentally that politics can result in positive change. I know that because I understand my history and the lived experiences of my ancestors. Oftentimes, the system does not see us, the people. I think a lot of constituents don't feel heard and/or feel that they are not important. For decades, I have amplified the voices and issues that are often not heard or deemed not important by systems. This can't continue, we do not have time to waste. So I am motivated to put my constituents and British Columbians first for a sustainable and hopeful future.
About Oak Bay Gordon Head.
With the retirement of NDP MLA Murray Rankin, Oak Bay Gordon Head doesn't have an incumbent running. Rankin, who previously served as an MP, comfortably won his seat in 2020 with about 51% of the vote. The Green Party came in with about 26%, while the Liberals had about 23%. Before 2020, the riding was held by former BC Green Party MLA and party leader Andrew Weaver. In 2017, he received about 52% of votes. The candidates in Oak Bay Gordon Head. The candidates this election are Conservative Stephen Andrew, a former television journalist, Green Party Deputy Leader Dr. Lisa Gunderson, New Democrat Diana Gibson, a community leader and entrepreneur. See the full list of Vancouver Island candidates here. We are posting the candidate questionnaires riding by riding.
About the profiles,
we asked readers what they wanted to ask candidates and used those answers to help shape our election coverage, including candidate questionnaires. The answers are presented as submitted by the candidates, edited only for length if they exceeded the word limit they were given. We did not correct grammar, spelling or typos. See an error or something that needs to be changed? You can report it to election@timescolonist.com or use the report a typo link below.